Perek Beis of Yevamos Mishnah Yud. A chacham she'asa se'ish b'neder al baila, a chacham who has the power of being mater neder, and the chacham checked out the case. He tried to make hataris nedarim, and he didn't find any heter for her. So he passed him that she's asa. The halacha is if she has this type of neder that she can't have enough from her husband, then she's not allowed to be remarried to her husband, and she'll have to get divorced from her husband. So that rub that passed when she's also to her husband, Harezi lo yisenu, you can't marry, you should not marry her afterwards. The same thing, it looks like he had some vested interest in not finding a heter for her. Me'ano o shecholtz lefonav, me'ano is a child, a woman that was a child, and she, if her father marries her off, it's a kedushin doraisa. If her father died and her brother or her mother marries her off, it's only kedushin derabbanan. She decides she wants to leave the marriage, she goes home, she's not considered divorced or anything, she just absolves the marriage. Also chalitza lefonav, she did chalitza. Then you say ain't a potential bezdin. The miyun and the chalitza done in front of bezdin. Since it's not an individual psak of this person, it's we don't have a chshad that he was trying to get her mutter, because he couldn't do it by himself anyway. He needed other two people to help him. The kulam shahayulam nashim amazim mutaris dinatzalam. Any of these cases that he asked her to her husband with his nether. All the other situations we had before, and if at the time that she became mutter, he was anyway married to another wife, and therefore we don't have a concern that he's interested in marrying her, because generally he's happy with what he has, he doesn't need a second wife. Therefore, even if afterwards his wife died, still mutar sinasa lahem, could still marry them, because once again, the problem here is a chshad that at the time he permitted her to get remarried or asked her to be with her husband, he had an interest in marrying her. But if we know at the time he did not have an interest to marry because he had a wife, even if his wife eventually died, that there's no chshad, because at the time he did the act of getting her out of her first husband, he had no interest in getting her for himself. Also, that this woman that got married to somebody else and in the meantime and then afterwards got divorced, her husband died, then also mutasin asalhem, she could get married to that shliach who brought the get and the chacham asked her to her husband, because this is also, since there was a big gap in between the act of making a mutter and marrying her, there is not such a chshad. Once again, we're talking about a case of the eater. At the time she became mutter, she was not eligible for him because he was married to another woman, or because she went straight and married somebody else, and then only afterwards she became eligible to this person. Kula mutas livinayim ula oilacheim. If a person brought a get for somebody, so his son or his brother can marry that woman. Atke dekach, we're not choishid, he's going out of his way to make him permit, get rid of the first marriage. If it's not for him, it's just for his brother or for his son.